Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Wednesday, July the 22nd, 2020, 7/22/2020. How about that? 16 minutes past the hour. And first thing I want to do is say it's great to be back in the studio. It's great to be back with everybody today. But I want to thank everybody, including the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, who was with us yesterday for four solid hours from 8:10 a.m. until 12 p.m. as we did our live remote from the grand opening of Dunkin' here in Marion on Mount Vernon Avenue. The people at Dunkin' could not have been nicer. The remote went great. Ted Williams was great. Terry Tackett, who was there, provided great support as an engineer and an occasional on-air host. So we thank everybody, and the management at Dunkin' could not have been better. So we thank everybody involved in yesterday's remote for 4 hours, and the people who came out, Pastor Corey Rogers and our good friend, our listener here, Rich Gorenflo, just a great group of people yesterday. But because we were not in the studio yesterday, we could not do our regular every other week visit with Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler. But there is so much going on with COVID-19 and coronavirus and the pandemic, Tracy has very kindly agreed to join us here on Wednesday morning. So it's a pleasure, as always, to welcome to these microphones Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to talk with you. Since we spoke last, 15 days ago, there has been a lot of movement with the pandemic, but let's start with, where is Marion right now?
We have 389 community cases. So we've seen a jump over the last couple of weeks. So our cases are trending up. We are having an outbreak at Community Care and Rehab, which is a local nursing home. And we have 18 residents there who have tested positive, 10 staff members, and we have already had two deaths. You'll see one of those deaths reported. The other one I just found out about this morning. So you're going to see those numbers when you go to the COVID website. I think ODH will have those on there today, but it could be tomorrow. It just depends. They don't have a set time that they put that on there. But so we are seeing an outbreak in a nursing home as well.
Now, community, this happened before the nursing homes opened back up on Monday. Is that correct?
Yes. This happened last week.
Now, because of that and just the timing of it, is there a fear that something more could happen now that nursing homes are back open this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's definitely something people should think about before they start making their visits. What we're seeing right now is increases due to people going on vacation. That's part of why we have spiked. And so if you've traveled or, you know, you live with somebody who's traveled to one of the hot spots, don't go visit your loved one. I know you want to, and, you know, I know how important it is, but, you know, these things are like, it's just like lighting a match, and they just go. And so the more we can keep people who are at risk because of the things that they're doing out in the community away from people who are the most vulnerable, the better off we are.
When a nursing facility or assisted living place like community has an outbreak, what is done internally to stop it from happening continuously?
Sure. We go through with them their infection control protocols. So we have a call with ODH, and they kind of review everything and give them tips on things that they could do better. But what typically happens is We encourage them to test everybody, staff and patients, so that they can cohort people together. So we know these people are positive or have been in contact with somebody who's positive and are likely to become positive in the next couple of days. We keep them together. We keep the same staff working with them. And then people who were not exposed and have not shown any symptoms and we think are negative, we keep them separated with their own staff, and we try to keep them completely separated. So food doesn't go from one hallway to another, you know, with food service staff. All of their equipment and supplies are completely separate so that you don't have a contaminated piece of equipment going back and forth. And staff use doors that are separated so that they're not walking from the COVID hallway through the building, you know, to get out to their car and possibly making people, you know, exposed the whole way down. So there's a lot of protocols and procedures to follow, and community has been following those. But once you get that outbreak in there, it's really hard to stop it.
Mm. When we look at what has happened in the last 2 weeks, I think the biggest story has been the implementation this week by so many stores, Walmart, Meijer, Kroger. Some have happened already, some have not happened, of customers being made to wear masks. Can this stop things, and what do you think the reaction has been and is going to be as people are forced to put these on as they enter the store?
I do think it helps. I think that it's our best chance to starve this virus out. So we need to keep ourselves from becoming hosts to the virus. That's how we stop it. And so everybody wearing their mask makes masks the most effective. And so, you know, it's the same thing as when we, you know, we've always said cough or sneeze into your elbow because you're covering your face with a piece of material then, and you're keeping germs from going out. It's that same concept. So if we're all doing it, then our germs can't spread from one person to another. So it is very helpful in fighting COVID. I hope that the public will accept what the stores are doing. I think in the beginning, you'll remember that the governor for a day or so had that mask mandate, and then he backed off of it. But he said the reason he was doing that was when businesses started to reopen, they were pushing hard to have that in their stores. And so they are, you know, since we didn't have a statewide mask order, you're seeing businesses now start to do that because they have to keep their own employees safe. They don't want to see an outbreak in their stores. And it's, you know, doing their part. I think it's a great thing doing their part to help try to stop the spread of COVID. So I hope people will support it. And, you know, I haven't really heard much from anybody yet this week, good or bad, about those stores. So, you know, kind of remains to be seen.
Last week was a very interesting week. The last 7 days have been, and this is not political, but the governor called a primetime news conference. I believe it was last Wednesday night, a week ago today. He came on and he put no new mandates in. He did not put a statewide mask order in place. He just said this is bad and this is a point that we have to do something or it is going to get really bad. Then he went on the Sunday morning talk shows on Sunday, the national shows, and said, well, I would not rule out a mask mandate for the state, and I see many more mandates coming this week, although we haven't seen any, and it's Wednesday. What's going on there in your mind? I don't think you have any inside information, but what do you make of all that?
Yeah, he did have, we've had two calls with the governor as health departments in the last week. And that's new. We've not done that before. And he's basically on our call saying, I want to know what's going on in your counties. I want to know your opinions on how we can, you know, improve this situation. And in those calls, counties are sharing their stories. But, you know, he has kind of mentioned, I want to give people a chance you know, to do the right thing, to understand what's really happening. And before, you know, before we start mandating things, you know, let's give everybody a chance. And so I think that's where he is. That's all I know about it. But and I think that he wants to see, you know, let's see how the trends are going, if we think they're going to continue to stay going up, or are they going to level out before we make any of those big decisions. So I do expect that he's going to do the mandatory mask. I just don't know when. I don't know how long he wants to give people to see if, you know, people on their own will come together as communities and try to stop the spread. So, you know, I don't know how long it will be. We were expecting a press conference yesterday and thought there might be, you know, some orders there, but of course it got canceled, and so it's going to be today at 2 o'clock. So I'm anxious to hear what's going to be said on that.
You know, as we look at this in Marion County, some cities, some counties in Ohio have done city ordinances forcing people to wear masks. When a county gets so many cases, the governor puts an order in place where the county has to wear masks. I know Delaware is under that right now. Union County is under that right now. How far in Marion are we from that, and are the officials here saying anything about taking a mask mandate into their own hands at this point?
With regard to where we are in that process, we will not be surprised if we go red this week. And so that will come out tomorrow, is when they release the new levels on Thursdays. But our cases have gone up so much that we're seeing a sustained increase. We have a lot of cases, even though we have the nursing home outbreak, we have a lot of cases that are not in the congregate setting, which so they're just spread across the community. We think that our trips to doctor's offices has gone up. So there's several factors that we think we could meet this week that would make us go red. So we're not 100% sure, because some of those factors are hospital data or they're regional data that we don't have access to. But we're thinking we're going to go red this week.
If we
go ahead.
If we go red this week, what does that mean?
So the only thing that it really means in terms of action is that we will be on that mandatory mask order. But really what it's telling us as a community is that the spread has increased. So there for a while, we were at zero cases. Then we started to climb up to 6 or 7 cases a day. And then kind of over the course of the last week or two, our cases have gone up by 40 or 50. So we have sustained increases. We continue to go up. The trend has not leveled off or going back down. So it means that the virus is, you know, more prevalent here now than it was a few weeks ago. And we attribute a lot of that to vacations, sleepovers among kids, and actually 50% of our cases are people under the age of 30, and the majority of them are in their late teens and early 20s. So going to bars is a big concern right now. People are catching the virus that way and spreading it. So it means that everybody needs to be extra vigilant, because the virus is around us more than it was before.
If the governor does not put a statewide mandatory mask mandate in this week, which we don't know, could happen, could not happen, it looks as if there might be one in place for Marion County by the end of the week if we turn red, and it looks like we're going that way. Is that right?
Right.
What does a mandatory mask mandate mean?
So when you're out in public, you're required to wear a mask. And so if you're going to the store, going to the gas station, going to the movies, any place like that, you'll be required to wear a mask. And so a lot of that enforcement is going to come from the place that you're going, the movie theater itself, the store itself. They're going to have to follow that mandatory mask order and not allow people in who don't have a mask on unless they have that medical condition. We have had some talks about what would that look like here in Marion. And, you know, we're kind of like the other communities that are already in that mandatory mask order. Nobody has the staff to stand outside of businesses and see if people are, you know, not letting people in, you know, if they don't have a mask on. So it's not like we're going to be actively policing whether somebody has a mask on or not. I'm sure we'll get a lot of complaints, and we'll follow up on those complaints. So if we know that there's a restaurant or a business or whatever that's allowing people in and nobody in the whole place has a mask on, we'll be, you know, going to that place. But we're not going to be able, nor do we want to, go individual to individual, you know, and put a lot of people on from our staff on to, you know, enforcing people wearing masks.
So this is not something that the police are going to come, if the police see you out in public, that they're going to cite you or arrest you for?
No, I don't think so. Nobody has the manpower to be able to do that.
I think then the common question would be, how effective really can it be?
Right. You know, and that's the same with, you know, kind of all of the orders that we have on, is they're only as effective as people treat them, you know, and when we see something egregious, we're trying to do to take action on those steps. But it's too big, and there's too much other stuff going on with the pandemic. So what we're really saying to people is, it's gotten more serious here, and your likelihood of catching it is higher. So wearing the mask is your best chance not to. And I think that's where the mandatory comes in, is just to put it in people's minds how serious this is, and please take it seriously and do your part, more than it is. So it's more educational than it is, you know, trying to punish somebody.
Are there any places in Marion, because I think this is also something that's kind of interesting, since public places have been open now for quite some time again, that are breaking the rules egregiously? Are there places that people who are trying to not get in trouble, not get infected, should not go? Have there been a lot of reports of certain places in Marion?
We do have some places that we see repeatedly come through. You would need it. I don't have that list. I'm sorry. If somebody's interested in that information, they can call and talk to our Environmental Health Division. They're the ones that follow up on all of those things. But certainly one of the places that's been the worst, and this is across the state, not just in Marion, is local bars. And so, you know, if you're thinking of going out to a bar, those are the places where we're seeing outbreaks all across the state start from bars. Because people, you know, the rule is you sit at a table and you don't mingle, because when somebody who's positive is going all through the whole bar, they're spreading their germs as they go. You know, you're rubbing shoulder to shoulder, and you're close to people's faces. You're screaming more because it's so loud in there. And so we're seeing a lot of bars that they're not requiring people to stay seated at their table. And so you're getting all that movement. And then when you're drinking, you know, you're not aware of how much you're spreading. And so it's really, that's one of the things that the governor has stressed the most, and we see that too in Marion with our local bars. So if you go in there, it's crowded, just turn around and go back out.
And Tracy, the final question is, I think people are looking at this right now. The nursing homes open back up on Monday. Schools are set to open back up in mid-August. By the way, I wanted to ask you this. We've gotten a lot of questions about this. High school football. Does this look like it's something that's going to happen?
Yeah, I wish I knew. I know that they're doing a lot of debating about that at the state level. And right now, it's so hard because in the pandemic, you know, time goes so fast. Things change so fast. And so it's hard to know right now what August is going to look like, because it just changes so fast. But that's not hardly any time for the schools. You know, they need to be planning now. So right now what we're seeing is all of these cases that are in young kids. not young, but, you know, in their teens that would be playing football. And we're seeing those positive cases. So you want to say, you know what, they shouldn't be doing that because they're in such close contact, they're just going to keep spreading it. And so, you know, it's really difficult because in another 2 or 3 weeks, that could change as vacations end and people start to get back to normal. We could start seeing those cases go up back into the elderly population and not affecting the kids. So it's just really hard to make decisions when things are changing so rapidly.
And that being said, the final question was, as I say, with nursing homes opening back up this week and school less than a month away now from starting in this county, we have 5 school districts. What does it look like? How is this going to play out? Maybe a mandatory mask mandate for a state, maybe one for Marion before the end of the week. Cases on the rise, no vaccine in sight at this point, certainly not for everybody. What are we looking at for the rest of the year? I see now that the Rose Bowl parade on New Year's Day has been canceled. So we're talking end of the year stuff now.
Mm-hmm. I think that as we're going to dictate what happens the rest of the year by the way that we act in the next month. So if people will start wearing their mask, going back to staying at home as much as they can and try to snuff the virus out, the rest of our year will look better. If people continue to ignore those recommendations, the virus will just get stronger and stronger and spread more and more. The other piece of that is that flu season will come. So we'll typically see our flu season start, you know, January. We'll be having flu mixed with coronavirus, which makes a much more deadly combination. And so things could get a lot worse because of that. So in terms of schools, we know that we're going to have outbreaks in the schools. There's no way to stop it. You have huge groups of people sitting really close together. Even if they try to do as much social distancing as they can, there's no way to stop those outbreaks from happening in the schools. And so then it just becomes, how do we manage those outbreaks? And so we're trying to work with the schools right now on, you know, we're gonna meet shortly about different scenarios. If this happens, how are we going to handle it? What are we going to do? How many people will it take before we shut a school down to try to, you know, curb the virus? And how long would it be shut down for? So we have a lot of questions that we don't have answers for, that we're all kind of trying to play out these scenarios in our minds. But I just think people need to wrap their minds around there will be outbreaks in the schools. I mean, I don't have any doubt in my mind about that.
Tracy, just a quick question, because we won't talk again for 2 weeks here, but if people want to get tested, do they have to have a doctor's order, and where can you get tested in town?
You can. There's one of the CVS's, and I meant to look before I got on the radio with you which one it was, but are doing testing, and you can go to the coronavirus website, and there's a tab for testing, and they have all these little dots all around the state of where you can go get tested. And at those places, you don't have to have a doctor's order. You can just show up and get tested. There's places in Delaware. There's places in Marysville. Otherwise, like for the Barks Road location, for example, you do have to have a doctor's order to get tested there.
Very.
You have to kind of pay attention, because if I just wanted to show up today and get tested but I have no symptoms, I'm probably going to test negative. So, you know, just because you get a negative result doesn't mean in 3 or 4 days you won't start developing symptoms and then become positive. You have to have that right viral load in your system before your test comes back positive. So, you know, having symptoms is the best way to get an accurate test. Rather than just going and saying, you know, even if you've been exposed to somebody, to say, oh, I just found out I was exposed to a positive case, I'm going to go get tested. If you're not symptomatic yet, you may show negative, but then become symptomatic a week from now, and you'll have to get retested.
Fascinating times, to be sure. Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk again in a couple weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. And that's the way it is right now. Now, this is interesting because I did not know this. I don't know what numbers make you red, but it looks as if, according to Tracy, that by the end of the week, Marion County could turn red. Now, if we turn red, whether or not there's a statewide mask mandate or not, apparently that's going to come to Marion regardless. We are going to have a mask mandate. So there it is. And the governor's press conference today, we don't know what that will be. Is it going to be the statewide mask mandate? I have no idea. Press conference was canceled yesterday. It's certainly an interesting time. And, you know, we try not to get hung up too much on coronavirus and COVID-19 and talking about this so much. But obviously, clearly, at this point, the masks are coming. Whether it's by county-wide order or it's by statewide order. So the question is, how are we all going to adapt to wearing a mask? And are people going to be able to get their masks? And is this going to curve the numbers? And I don't know how you play football. And I feel awful for these kids because so many kids get scholarships from football. And a lot of kids are going to be in their senior year this year. And what will happen with that? We don't know. That's very tough. And as Tracy said, there are going to be outbreaks in the schools. What can we do about it? What's the plan going to be? We've never faced anything like this before. You know, you say this so often, and now that we've been in this for several months since mid-March, you know, it becomes, after a while, kind of commonplace, as do all things. But the truth is, there has never been anything like this, ever. That's affected so many things. Professional sports, high school sports, the way we go to school, the way we eat in restaurants, the way we order things, how we go out in society. It looks like by the end of the week here in Marion County, it is going to be mask time. Now, we'll know Thursday, tomorrow. That's not all that far away. But we might know today if the governor puts a statewide mask mandate in order. What do you think's going on? Any opinions out there? I'm sure a lot of people have opinions on this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as always, we thank Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler for coming on. It's fascinating to see what's going on. But give us a buzz if you have any questions or comments on what you just heard here. 740-383-9944. Talking about mask mandates, so on and so forth. Go ahead, caller.
Boy, Scott, what an interesting topic this morning is.
It looks like we're heading in a direction. And you know what's interesting? We don't, Marion's local media just is what it is because of technology. But that's the first time I've ever heard that possibly by the end of this week, regardless of a statewide mask mandate, that Marion County might be on a mask mandate if we turn red tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you this question. Are they going to try to tell me I got to wear a mask in my car or around my house? I don't think I'm going to do that.
Well, no, I think it's just in public is what the mask mandate is for. Anytime you would go in anywhere, I think is what it's all about. But I don't... But as Tracy just said, we don't have the manpower. It's not as if a police officer is going to arrest anybody or cite anybody for this. I guess it doesn't happen like that. I guess the businesses are left to police this themselves, according to her.
Well, I really don't think it's going to work because, like I said last week, I was down in Delaware, Ohio, and they already had that mask order in it. Heck, hardly anybody's wearing any mask at all down there. Like I said, how can you fight something if you're not with the program there?
Well, that becomes the problem. I don't know if businesses will enforce this because there are so many businesses that are very against this.
Yeah, this is correct. And you, what are you going to do? Tell a man that has a breathing problems, he can't shop at your store. How's that going to work out again?
Well, it is my understanding when it comes to medical, and I don't know how true this is, but if you have a medical order from your doctor, which I'm sure people could call their doctors, I think doctors know people's medical history, that they would give you some kind of a medical excuse that the store, I think, would allow. That's my understanding.
Well, they're going to do something because they're going to piss a lot of people off. I know that. But what I've seen in Marion, I've seen quite a bit of compliance on that already. I know you work at Kroger's. Do you see a lot of it, too?
Well, I'll tell you, our mask mandate, I don't think, goes into effect until today.
Oh, really?
I think it's today.
Well, I started wearing it as of Monday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it really doesn't bother me because, you know, I'm only in there for a few minutes anyways. And that's the least I can do to help, you know, stop this from becoming, you know, more deadly than it really is, you know?
You know, today will tell the tale. I was there on Monday, and I know a lot of people still were not wearing them Monday. So today, when it went into place as of 7 o'clock this morning, I don't know what it looks like. I also don't know who's going to be guarding the door to tell people they can't come in. I had not heard that. But I guess anybody who goes to Kroger today will find out, because I believe it was July 22nd was the date for this mask mandate.
Well, yeah, I also heard you on the radio yesterday morning. You and the man with the golden voice sure seemed like you were having a good old time at Dunkin' Donuts there.
You know, I was going to ask a listener to this, and I know you listen. Now, we tried something new yesterday as far as doing a remote. We tried a new way of doing it. How did it sound over there?
Sounded great. I was up there in Nevada, Ohio, and I listened to you coming home there, and you guys sounded like you were just having a blast. And,
So you could, when Ted and I spoke, you could hear us crystal clear.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was having such a ball there, and you were saying, holy moly, and I couldn't stop laughing when you said that.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a funny thing, because it was so busy there yesterday. I guess I don't go. Here's what I'll say. I've been at grand openings, but I've never been there as they open. But they opened at 8 a.m. yesterday morning, and I was there at 7:30, and we were there up through noon yesterday. And I have never seen so many people concentrated in such an area. Now, they did have a mandate on the door that only 12 people could be inside at a time, which that they did uphold that all day long. And but it was the drive-through. The drive-through was wrapped all day long. And I imagine around the building, you could get probably 14 to 16 cars in that drive-through. It never stopped the 4 hours I was there, plus the 12 people coming inside. They were wrapped around the building when they opened. But what I was worried about was, we did try a new way of doing a remote, and I wondered, because of all the background noise, because there was a lot of noise in there, people cooking, people talking, people coming in, if Ted and I's voices would come through okay.
Yep, you guys passed the muster there, and I agree with you there. I drove past it, and it was pretty wrapped up around there.
It was. I don't know what today will be like, but it was certainly a happening place yesterday.
Yeah, well, I like I said, I didn't make it out there, but I sure enjoyed listening to you guys talk with people, and sound like you guys had a real super-duper time.
We did, and I appreciate the call this morning.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open if you want to talk about mask mandates or you want to talk about the remote yesterday. I'll tell you something interesting about holy moly. Now, here's the thing. When you're doing a remote like that for 4 hours, you don't have telephones, so you can't take phone calls. You're just with the other person. You're trying to talk about whatever you can, but there's only so much you can say about certain things. So it's just one of those things. So that's the way it goes. Now, let's see here. What's going on here? somebody wants me to recap what Tracy Kinsler said this morning on the air here. The drive-thru was crazy yesterday. It was absolutely nuts. Now, because there were only allowed 12 people in at a time, that moved a little quicker. But you know, it was what it was yesterday. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Oh, doing great. Good to be back in the studio.
Oh, and it's, hey, you sound terrific yesterday, you and the other guy.
Oh, thank you.
I can't think of his name.
Ted.
Yeah. For you to run out of something to talk about or something to say in the whatever how long you was out there, I can't believe it. I can't believe that you don't run out. You wouldn't run out of something to say. So you are a talker.
Well, you know,
can make a conversation out of nothing.
You know, and a lot of times I do make those conversations out of nothing. You know, you don't run out of things to say, but I think you start throwing in those superlatives like holy moly. But it was an interesting experience. You know, radio is the place for people who like to talk, so I'm in the right place.
You better believe it. You know, they say, well, women's good talkers, blah, blah, blah. Hey, you can hold your own with any woman.
That's exactly right. And all the women in my life would tell you that I don't shut up.
No, you. You're at a good place. It's a talk show. And you don't never miss a beat. You always come up with something, and you make a conversation out of nothing.
And sometimes the conversation is about nothing. So it's
I heard that. Getting back to the mass wiring. Scott, you know, I talked to a real nice friend day before yesterday. Yeah, I sat out on the porch, you know, and of course I don't get very many visitors. I don't get very many visitors at all. But if you do come to my house, you can come on my porch. I have a place to sit down, and we can stay a distance apart. But you will not come in the house. You're not coming in my house. Or when I go to somebody's house to blah, 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 or talk or whatever, you can't force me to go in their house, because I won't do it. So, but anyway, this guy was talking about this virus. Boy, he said, it's just a flu. There ain't nothing to it. You know, he's making it. You know, I said, he was a nice fellow. I known him for a long time, and, you know, go to church all the time and all of this and all of that and getting together and so on and so forth. And I said, let me ask you a question. Whatever it is, you can call it whatever you want to call it. It's out there. And people are catching it. And people are dying with it. Now, you can call it whatever you want to. But whatever it is out there, I do not want it. And if I would happen to have a symptom of some sort, I do not want to give it to anybody. And if we figure that out, we got to get rid of this virus. We're going to have to take more precautions, plain and simple as that. It's spreading too fast. So, I mean, how's it spreading?
Well, it looks like by the end of the week, people aren't going to have a choice anymore. It's not going to be their own accord, because if people are just tuning in, Tracy Kinsler was on, Marion Public Health Commissioner, and she said the governor's having a press conference today. We don't know if there'll be a statewide mask mandate or not, but tomorrow it looks like Marion County could go red, and if we go red, whether or not there's a statewide mandate or not, Marion County will have a mask mandate. So it looks like by the weekend, this weekend, we're going to be under a mask mandate in Marion County regardless.
Look, Scott, you know, everybody's, you know, concerned about our kids going to school. I'm all for kids' education. Don't get me wrong. For anybody that wants to go to school, it's blah, blah, blah. I don't see how it's possible to get the kids back in school without this going like wildfire. But worse than it already is. I don't know how they could even think about controlling these kids from associating with each other. I mean, kids are kids. Let's face it, we was all a kid one time or another. If you can't keep the adults away from socializing, how you going to do the kids and thrift them at school? I just don't see it with the plans that they thought about coming up with. It's not going to work. That's not going to work. And it would be terrible if they started back to school. Now, the nursing homes, I'm all for, you know, that, but I don't know whether that's going to work very good either or not. You know what happens if they get it in a nursing home? You know what happens to the older people in there? It's like the prison. What happened to the prison when they got it there and so on and so forth? If we don't settle down and have respect for ourselves and each other and the kids, I don't know how we're going to stop it.
Well, I had not heard about this outbreak over at Community where two people have already died. I had not heard about that until this morning, and now I'm very worried because the nursing homes opened on Monday, and this thing at Community happened before the nursing homes were open, so this is very scary.
I don't think they opened for people to go in now. You can socialize with each other outside. I think it's outside.
Outside.
I don't think they're going in.
Now, do they make the do they put patient... See, I don't... In nursing home, a lot of those older folks are already having trouble. Do they put a mask on them?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I saw it. They showed it. They had a big issue of it. I don't know what it was yesterday, I think. Well, Scott, the old people are vulnerable. You know that. They wouldn't be in hardly. You know what I'm saying? And it's bad enough to try to control the viruses in there with the staff that's going in and out. Are they going to have staff going in taking care of these people back and forth? And then you cannot open it to public. You just cannot open it to the public, especially inside. Now, outside, that is a big chore for the staff. They've got to situate them people, protect them people, where they take them out, set them down distance, and whoever comes to see them, they kind of check them out, too. And I don't know. I know it's very difficult about seeing your loved ones, but you're better off to see them through the glass. So, I mean, you do that, and it is to go, well, you if something happens to them, you won't get a same period then. They zip you in the bag and that's it. It's sad. It's sad for the old people and it's sad for the kids to think about going back to school. Scott, I don't worry all that much about myself. I'm an old guy. I don't worry about myself like I do other people. What I make gifts to somebody else, that's what I'm concerned, and bring it back home from somebody else. There's a concern I have.
People ought to
respect the other people and protect themselves because what they're going to get from somebody else, they're going to bring it back home.
It's going to be interesting because
if you sit down and talk about it, it's sad what people are done to each other.
Well, and we're going to see what's going to happen because I know, as I said, I believe the Kroger mandate goes in place today. I think Myers went in Monday. I don't know if Myers is in place yet or not. Aldi is putting one in place. So the stores are doing it. I don't know who's going to tell people to stay in or stay out, but it looks like by the end of the week, Marion County could be under one anyway, and that's going to tell a tale. And we're also going to see what's going to happen with these nursing homes because they just opened up 2 days ago, and I'm sure we're not seeing any reports as of yet. So it's going to be fascinating.
Well, okay. Well, maybe somebody else on there want to talk. So people, let me say this for the last conversation right now. Respect. Let's have respect. If you take respect and carry it out, we'll do a whole lot better.
It's a good way to put it, and I always appreciate you calling in. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Yeah, okay. God bless you guys. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here comes the break. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
We're in the studio because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
That space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on that I come to work this morning.
And it's in, and we're already on the heater
again.
I'm
sorry.